This is Spoiler Alert with Mark Rosa and John Trax. You're listening to episode 61, Wet. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spoiler Alert. I'm Mark Rosa.
I'm John Trax.
Hi.
Yeah, I thought it was only for videos.
It's not Mountain Dew. It's Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Cherry. Cherry Dr. Pepper.
So let's just... There's a Tazande commercial for Dr. Pepper.
Is it?
Yeah, it was cherry. They had cherry chocolate Dr. Pepper.
So he's like, cherry chocolate Dr. Pepper.
Cherry chocolate rain.
Wow, that's a fucking sellout for you.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this right now because it made us laugh before we did this. So for some reason, about 10 minutes ago, I started singing Turn Up the Radio.
So turn up.
Yeah.
The radio.
And I had no idea why. And he was just like, what is that from? Why do I know that? Like, I know it was a song from the 80s, but I was like, why did that all of a sudden? And why do I know the lyrics? And then he's just like, oh, he puts the video on. And I was like, you know why I know it? Vice City. Grand Theft Auto Vice City, which is, you know, it was one of the songs on the radio. And that made me really sad.
That means it must have been Scarface or something.
Because I know that song just from... I could just think of, like, flying through the air, hearing, like, Turn Up the Radio, or, like, smashing a limo into, like, the water. That's all I could think of. Excellent. So horrible that video games infect your life that way.
Moist.
Yes, we're doing Wet. Wet is an Xbox 360 game from about, what, how many years ago? 2 years ago?
2009.
So that would be 2 years ago.
That would be 2 years ago.
You know what's going to suck when the world ends next year and we can't do this anymore?
I think we'll be okay.
They better find those crystal skulls.
They only have to find one because the other 11 are sitting in the circle.
Stupid movie.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
This was actually a budget title. It came out at $40.
Yeah. It's a third person. I don't really care who does it. It didn't seem like a budget title. I would never say that this is a budget title.
It was.
I know. That's weird. I didn't know that. It was a normal sized game. It had all the bells and whistles.
Yeah. It was a little bit short, but it wasn't like...
You think so? I didn't think so.
But then again, they put out Terminator Salvation as a full price game. You ever play that?
No.
It's about 4 hours.
Why would you play that?
Easy 1,000 achievements.
Is it good?
No, it's terrible.
Oh, let's play it.
It's like literally 4 hours.
Somebody request that.
It's absolutely terrible.
We should take more requests now, but then it's just going to be one...
You play as Christian Bale.
I'm sure you're a nice robot and all. I'm sure you're a nice game
at
all.
At some point that happens. Listen, I'm sure you're a nice guy.
I'm sure you're a nice game at all. You're only 4 hours long.
Yeah. Sure you got nice robot kids.
I take more requests.
And a nice robot
one
wife.
Person who's going to
but
be
if you
don't
hit tomorrow, I'm
right,
not.
Forget it. I'm not even talking anymore. What?
Is that all it took to get you to shut up?
No. Stop belittling me. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't feel like a budget title. It's got big name stars in it. Or one. I think there's two. But.
No, there's two.
But. Oh, yeah, you're right. He's kind of big named. But he's like B.
Yeah.
And she's
he's
just,
like B plus.
And she's B cup. See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did. You made a booby joke.
Oh, she's so gorgeous. All right, so. I said it was third person shooter, and you played
made by Bethesda.
I'm on
Scorpion
the total
game,
wrong notes.
Like
I'm on next week's notes, which we only have to tell you what next week's going to be. You know what next week's going to be.
You know what's
going to be. You can pretty much figure out what next week is going to be. It would have been this week, but it's not possible to do a game in one day.
Well, it is, but we have to work. And
yeah, we did.
We did
2 hours of it last night. Okay, so you play Ruby Malone, and you're a problem solver, and Eliza Dushku does the voice of Ruby Malone.
And she's hot.
Both of them. Ruby Malone is hot, and as is Eliza Dushku, who is ultra hot.
Yeah, I don't know about ultra hot.
I would put her up there. She's up there in top five for me.
Along with Zooey Deschanel.
Oh God, I can't.
The other one with the big forehead.
I don't know if she's top five. I do like her.
Emma Stone.
Oh, Emma Stone. Oh, I thought you meant what's her name? The other one with the big forehead. I like
not
a lot of girls with big foreheads.
Not the blonde. I hate her.
What blonde?
From American Beauty, where you saw her boobies.
Oh, no. Oh, God,
no.
Oh,
God.
Ooh. No, the other one from American Beauty.
Oh, okay. The yeah, the brunette.
Oh, I fucking forget her name. She has a big forehead, too. I like her.
Yeah, but I was big as the other one.
She was in Ghost World. Yeah, Emma Stone. One of my friends said that Emma Stone looks like a frog. And
I don't know about that.
Made me angry. So what the fuck do you know? Okay. So this is another one of those, hey, let's make a 70s exploitation grindhouse type game.
Yes.
There's a lot of those, just like House of the Dead. The hell was that one called?
Overkill.
Overkill was like that, and
God, that game is so good.
And Fuck Yeah! It was like
Fuck
that.
Yeah, fuck, taste my big boner!
Fuck Yeah! It was another style of 70s exploitation type of game.
Get that.
What the fuck was that?
That stupid sound effect when it goes into like the... I don't know, forget it.
Kill Bill. Yeah, but they stole that from Kung Fu movies. That sound. That's from Kung Fu movies. It's not from... It's from the 70s. What the fuck are we talking about? I don't even know where to start with this. It's kind of... It's like... It's kind of like a Max Payne. But I mean, I liked it a lot more than that. I never really cared for the Max Paynes.
Max Payne's awesome.
I didn't really care for it. Yeah. So there's... I don't know. I want to say there's like a million games out like this. Because the game uses a lot of...
I think there's 1,000,004.
You think it's that many? It's one of those bullet time games where once you jump in the air or do something spectacular, it goes into bullet time while you fire at people. But I don't really care for bullet time games. But I like this game. I thought it was cool.
You only care because you got to stare at her ass the whole
game. No, not even. I once I got the hang and I saw what they were doing that we'll get into, I kind of like... I was like, I like this. I'm taking this. So you start, the first part's called Chinatown Rundown, and you start off on top of, you're looking through like the glass, like greenhouse roof of a building, you know, it's kind of like,
it's called a sunroof.
Yeah, but it was like a big ass sunroof, you know, like the entire top of the building was a glass sunroof, and you're watching a drug deal.
Yakuza
deal.
Meeting.
Yeah, what game was that?
That was Punisher. Right? Yakuza.
Yakuza. My God, the Yakuza have flamethrowers now. What am I going to do? Better call Black Widow, who we've recently seen naked pictures of.
Oh, God. Yes, we have.
That was fantastic. We should talk about that, too. Oh, her lovely pimple forehead.
I didn't notice. She has a forehead?
She needs a better camera. It's my only complaint.
Somebody should send her a better camera.
All right, somebody needs to send her like one of those crazy $8,000 Canon 400 megapixel, so I could just zoom into her butt and actually see her asshole.
Just see her taint.
Just zoom in. Oh, there it is. There it is. Touching the screen. Like when you're poking the screen and then like, you know, when you poke like the new screens and then like the color comes out of the side of the finger because you poke too hard. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what it would do. Like I'm doing right now.
It'd be nice if you poked it and it kind of like pinched. It squoze.
I don't even remember what her name is. Naked Girl. The fuck is her name? Scarlett. Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Is it Scarlett? Johansson? Who the hell's Johansson? The fuck?
I have no idea.
Nice boobs though.
Not bad. I like their ass.
I remember that morning I woke up with like 6 texts of the same thing. And I was just like, if this was the plague, we would all be dead. Like if those naked pictures were actually pictures and they just had like a virus, if they were pictures that contained like a virus, we'd all be dead. That would be it.
I came to work that day. I was like, did you see Scarlett Johansson naked? What? Huh?
I'm pretty sure it was on the sides of buses by the time I got to work. Because I go to work at like 3 o'clock and it was just everywhere. People would come to my store and she was just like on the money they were handing me.
Somebody rented a plane, they were flying it.
Yeah. It's a big thing in the back. Get married. Johansson's ass. Whatever. Okay. I'm pretty sure they were talking about
the game. I would love to marry her ass.
Yeah, she was going out with Ryan Reynolds, right?
No idea. Don't care.
I'm pretty sure they were going out because I called him a fag and somebody got mad at me and they were like, he's going out with Scarlett Johansson. I was like, doesn't make him not gay. There are plenty of gay people that go out with girls.
I know two.
No. So yeah, okay. So you think you're watching a drug deal. You as a person, not as the game-er girl.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. You think it's a drug deal.
Is it do with the cancer kazoo?
Yes, yeah. One of the guys, his name is Simmons, and he's a normal guy. And the other guy that he's doing the deal with has the South Park, what's going on?
Cancer kazoo.
Oh, my God.
I have your package here. Would you like this?
Simmy's just like, yes, I would like that. Can you please hand it over?
That will be 50 Rand.
So you see that go down, and he's just like, oh, thanks for the case, and then he shoots him in the head. So he gets the money and the case. Yay! Simmons is a smart guy. So now you're like, fuck, I want that case, this son of a bitch. Because it was supposed to be you getting the case, but this guy took your spot, and he was the whole cutscene, he's just like, oh, well, she couldn't make it, so I'm going to take it for you. And then the guy was just like, that's fine. So now you jump down.
Stop it, I'm holding iced tea.
I'm holding iced tea. Diarrhea. I've got indigestion.
I've also got diarrhea.
That episode was on yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I watched it.
That was the Meg one, I think. No, right? No.
Okay.
So now you're like...
Meg!
Okay. Scratch my head here. Better give me my money, man. Better give me my money. So you're like, I want that case. I have to go down and get this case now because it is my case. So now when you jump through the window, you start killing people, and it's the tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
And they show you how to
jump and shoot.
Basically, you slide. When you go into a slide, she does a slide and has the two guns. And right now, you're just aiming and firing. It doesn't, you know. And then they show you. Yeah. They show you. You run. You can run on the wall and then fire your guns.
You didn't and then do you flips have, off the wall?
Yeah. And then you have the typical dive and fire. Now, when you do any one of these things, it goes into the bullet time.
But only when you're shooting, because if you don't shoot, you just
jump. Yeah, you don't shoot, you just jump. Yeah. So, and it's also, when you jump or slide, and the sliding, she goes down on her knees type of slide. If you do either one of those, you can fire in 360. In the wall run, you can't do a 360, and it's...
That wouldn't make too much sense.
No, well, I mean, she doesn't fire behind her if you... You know
that's
what I'm
saying? It wouldn't make too much sense.
But, like, when she does the slide, it's totally awesome, because you fire behind her, and she goes, like, full, flat back.
Mm-hmm.
It just fires and she'll have one gun. It's awesome.
That's it's awesome. So, you don't have a penis to get in the way.
She's so hot. I haven't been that attracted to a video game character since Harley Quinn, I think. Every time I played the game, it just made me sad. I was like, oh, God, she's so sadly hot. She had like the Farrah Fawcett hair. Like, oh, God. Oh. I would unleash sheets of semen. Sheets. Like razor hail.
Razor hail.
God.
It's razor hail.
It's razor cum.
Oh.
Well, it wouldn't be too pleasant, though. For neither of us. Okay. Yeah. And right now you have two handguns.
Mm-hmm.
One for each of you, as Doc Holliday would say. And now you chase Simmons after that, because the tutorial is over.
At the end of the tutorial, you have to do the closing spawning gate things.
No, that's not in this yet.
Yes, it is. Oh, no, you chase him after.
Yeah, but you're still in the tutorial, I guess.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
part
not
of the tutorial.
Yeah, okay. Now, also in this room, there is a clapping monkey, which are the collectibles in this game. Clapping monkeys. For some reason, monkeys are a big part of this game. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Whenever you turn on the game, there's a picture of a gun and a monkey's head. I don't know what the monkeys... I guess monkeys are funny. They are. I hate monkeys.
It's a cymbal clapping monkey, too.
Yeah, he's the cymbal clapping monkey, yeah. And then when you get really close to them, they're like, oh, 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 and they clap really hard.
And they explode.
So now you're chasing Simmons because you want that fucking case back.
But we got to talk about the spawning gates.
I didn't get... I'm still in the tutorial here.
This is all part of the tutorial?
Yeah, you're chasing Simmons still during the tutorial. And now what they teach you is you're still shooting people on the rooftops, and the next thing they teach you is how to use your sword.
Ah.
Which is your close combat. Now you have a sword. You push a button and the sword comes out. Ta-da. It's a sword. So you kill some more people with that. And now you learn the slide down the ladder slow motion.
Okay.
Whenever you go down a ladder, she'll flip over.
She'll wrap her legs around the outside of the ladder.
Yeah, she'll hook her legs.
Slide down backwards with her head down.
Yeah, firing the guns, which is totally awesome looking. Awesome. Cool game. And then you learn the pole flip.
What's the pole flip?
When you know the poles that stick out of the walls? You do the flips on the poles?
Oh, you mean just spinning? Okay.
Yeah, spinning the pole. They show you how to do that. It's part of the tutorial. And now...
It's the same thing in Tomb Raider. She does it in Tomb Raider a lot.
Now, later on, right now you can't shoot while you're on the poles, but once you start getting upgrades, you can shoot on anything.
On your period?
Or your moon blood, as they call it in...
What, Wiccan?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
The fourth book was so boring, I had to stop reading it. I got 200 pages in, and I was like, fuck this. So I read the third book is one of the best books I've ever read. But then he just, like, blew his load entirely in the third book, and was just like, I'm just going to write three more.
Okay. He's not stupid.
He's not stupid. It's horrible. The fourth book is terrible. And he's still got two more to go. He's making seven of them. I won't know. So now you do the standoff at the fountains.
Wouldn't that be three more to go?
Well, he's got... There's four and five are out already, and he's got two more. No. Six and seven. Six he's writing right now, and then seven. I have a feeling six is going to be good, though. We're not. This isn't a book podcast. Imagine a book podcast. What kind of loser do you have to be doing a book podcast?
They're out there.
Let's do a book podcast.
I don't read enough.
I don't even remember how many books I've read. I read like four or five books a month. Maybe more, depending on the size. So now you're doing the first standoff in the fountains. Too much soda. And these things are called arenas when you get to these parts. That's just what they call them. And what it is you'll come to a certain area, and then crazy music will start playing. And the music in this game is awesome.
Yes, it is.
It's like punk, rockabilly, rock, right?
Sure.
It's definitely rockabilly, but it's more like on the punk side of rockabilly. Really cool. Really cool soundtrack. And there's like 30 songs in this game.
Yeah, you can play them all.
Yeah, there's a jukebox too, yeah. Mm-hmm. And these crazy music will start playing, and then all of a sudden people will start coming out, and there's random numbers of gates you have to close in each time, right?
Usually three or four or five.
Yeah, right? Why are you staring into my soul right now? What are you doing?
My eyes actually went unfocused. Kind of spaced out there for a minute.
Yeah, so they'll have like these skulls with these little X's under them. And what you have to do is run over to these and close them, or else people will just keep spawning out of them. And this is also how you rack up points to get upgrades. And these
are only I only did it with the sword. Is there any other way to do it?
No, I think you have to do it with the sword. Because there's parts where I was just like, I'm not going over there. I'm just fire it and like for like an hour with the gun, and it wouldn't do anything.
Because I always did it with the sword. I was like, sword works, yeah. I'm going to stick with that.
And once you upgrade the sword, it just like one hack and the doors close. So this part's a little, there's like a fountain in the middle, and it's just flipping parts. And you have a score enhancer up in the right-hand corner. And the more people you kill consecutively, it goes up to like five. Yeah, multiplier. It goes up to five. And then, you know, like one, if you get one and you kill a guy, it gives you 10 points. If you get two, it gives you 20, you know, 20 points. You know what I mean? So it'll magnify it up to that. So if you get five, it gives you like 500 points or something like that, right? If you get one, it gives you 100. Two gives you 200.
No, it's like it's 10. It starts at like 10 points each.
Okay, and then 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Goes up to 500.
But I mean, yeah, it depends on, no, it's not 500. It's like 50.
It's not? Is it 50?
Yeah.
You're right. You're
I've gotten 50. I've gotten 75 or 80 out of single kills. It depends how you kill them.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in,
if you kill them in
time,
a stylish way.
Yeah, if you do it in bullet time, you get more points. And if you do crazier things, you get more. If you're just running around shooting without going to bullet time, then you only get like 5 points.
Yeah, it's impossible to play this game if you're doing that. You have to go into bullet time.
When you're not in bullet time, like every bullet takes off like a quarter of your life.
Yeah.
You've got to be, like when you're in bullet time, they can't really hit you, so you don't lose as much life.
To me,
it's like really cheap how bad it is, though, when you're not in bullet time.
Yeah, this game, it's parts of it aren't easy, but it's not, there's only one or two parts that really frustrate you.
There was two parts, one of which was absolutely horrible.
I think you were just doing it wrong.
I don't think I was.
I think you were. I think there was a couple of places you could have went that you didn't go to, like, by accident. Did you upgrade all your weapons at that point? Yeah, we'll get there.
Not all of them, but I got...
To me, I don't, like, if anybody listening out there are just like, I fucking hate bullet time, I feel the same way. Yeah, I don't know. This game, it didn't bother me. I enjoyed it during the bullet time. So, I mean, you could probably find this game for cheap. It like maybe because it was a girl and it was just like she was really stylish the way she was doing it. And plus, listening to Elijah Dushku curse is hilarious because she was fucking dirty as hell in this game.
The best is when you open the doors,
especially when you hear a girl telling you to suck a dick.
door! I don't got time for this shit. Come on!
She's like, there's a lot of dirty parts where she's just like, suck my fucking dick. You're like, whoa.
All right.
Yeah, if Elijah Dushku had a dick, I'd suck it.
That's nasty.
That's nasty. What are you doing, Homer? You sick and tired of going out with the same old losers?
What are you doing, Homer?
Star wipe. There's other wipes besides Star wipe. Star wipe.
Close all these stupid gates, and if you don't close it fast enough, guys keep coming out of them.
Yeah, well, we might as well talk about it in depth, because this game is pretty much the same thing over and over again, so we might as well just do one and then just explain to it in detail what it is. That's basically what it is. You have to shut as many gates as they throw upon you, and then after that, they take your score and whatever, add it up, and then you can finally go to the upgrades menu then, which is like Y or something. Oh,
did they do the health upgrade, the health refill yet?
Yeah, during the arenas is when you get the health refill.
Not always, like after running around.
No, it's during the arenas. That's how you stay alive in the arenas. Also the blood parts, but we didn't get there. The way you stay alive in the arenas, in the regular part of the game, you just kind of, your life will, every once in a while, refill
it
a little bit.
If the higher your multiplier and the more you kill, the faster your energy goes back up.
Now that's during the arena. In the regular game...
That's all the time.
Is it all the time?
That's all the time.
Now, this is the second game that we've played where getting drunk gives you your energy back.
Yep.
And it's almost exactly like...
Don't you drink tequila?
She drinks tequila.
Yeah.
And it's almost exactly like Shadow of the Damned. Is that what it's called? Shadows of the Damned. She drinks it and then throws it in the air and pulls a gun out and fires it. The only thing she doesn't do is go, fuck yeah.
Takes my big boner.
Feels good. Fuck yeah. Yes. Dad. I don't know. Now, we're talking about the upgrades. Now, you know, you go into the upgrades menu. Standard upgrades, you can make your guns faster, stronger, more life. You can upgrade what you can do, which is basically... Oh, you can make your sword stronger, too. And then, basically, you can...
You unlock weapons every couple levels, and you can upgrade
those.
Yeah,
it gives you to them automatically. But in the upgrades, you can... fire while you're flipping through things. There's ones where you could double jump off a guy. So while you're shooting a guy, you push X, jump off his face, and get like a double boost. And then there's the ones where you hang from that wire zip line where you could shoot doing that. Basically, it upgrades everything you could do. And then you could fire and become like a mega super girl. Gun.
Person thing.
It, girl.
What?
Hot. Vagina. Delicious. Ruby Malone. Like her so much, she's the background of my phone right now. Oh, she would probably kill me, though. Hi, Ruby. Ruby Malone. Even the name. Sounds like a good steak. I'll have a Ruby Malone. I think she describes herself in this game as a problem solver. Because in the opening cutscene, she's like, oh, my name's Ruby Malone, and I'm a problem solver. I have a problem. I want to come.
God.
Oh, just kill me now. Are we that still is. In this? We still doing this game? All right. What the hell? Pole flip. Okay. So there was 3 spawn points in that one, and now we're past that. We don't talk about it anymore. They're still chasing Simmons. Now you're chasing him through Chinatown. What is this the guy with the ponytail?
It's the guy with the briefcase. I don't remember if he had a ponytail.
That's not a ponytail. All right, who cares?
Does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Now you're... Now, when you're not in the arena part, you're just fighting random guys. Like, guys will come out of doors and stuff. Like a regular video game. Guys will pop out, you shoot them. You still get a score multiplier. But there's usually not enough guys to get up to, like, 50. Or 5. I mean, you usually have to be really good to do that. Once in a while, I got it. No, I tried to... Towards the end, I really tried to focus on it. Because I really got the hang of what I was doing. Oh, you know what they also teach you in this that I forgot? Now, this is unique to this game that you don't do in other games. When you go into bullet time, you have 2 guns. Now, your left trigger automatically aims and locks onto a guy. Now, when you move the left trigger... Did I say right trigger? I said the right trigger automatically... Right. The right trigger automatically locks onto a guy and fires. Now, when you move the left trigger, it'll move another cursor over. And what that cursor is your other gun. So you can fire 2 people at the same time. And that gets really cool because... When you're doing the slides or the dives, you can point the one gun at one guy, and then you can point the other gun, like, all the way behind your head or between your legs or whatever the hell you want, and fire at these 2 guys at the same time, which is really cool. So that's the one thing that this game does that I don't think other games do. Right?
The game in my head does that.
Game in your head?
Yeah.
What game is that?
The game I'm making up right now is my head.
No, Joey. Is Ruby Malone in it?
Oh, she's naked in it.
Oh, God.
She has sex with Eliza Dushku in it.
Even that name just makes my heart beat. Elijah Dushku.
Her and Emma Stone, they have a three-way.
She sounds like a Star Wars villain, Elijah Dushku.
Wasn't she in Star Wars?
Yeah, she was one of the... she was one of the...
The Padme lookalikes?
Yeah, she was one of the Padme lookalikes. I'm pretty sure she was one of the Padme lookalikes. I fucking hate Star Wars. Did you get your Blu-rays yet, you fucking homo?
In the mail. I don't know where it is.
Oh, yeah? Can we watch them together? Can I watch them blink?
God.
Fucking
I'm probably
shit
never
going to
watch them.
What do you mean you never going to watch them? That was wrong with you. We got to watch them now.
Just to watch them blink?
You have to. I have to see what they changed. They added another ring when the fucking Death Star explodes.
Why?
We need
what
a red one
in matter?
There. I think we need a blue one in there. Let's put a blue one in there. Okay, so you're chasing this guy.
And see when the hell I'm getting it.
Where's the part where you shoot the car on the vegetable cart? Remember there's a car chasing you? And it hits the vegetable cart and you're on the vegetable cart and you're firing at the car? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, we gotta get, we have to do that.
Are you there yet? Because that's where we are.
Yeah, that's where we are.
And then you're chasing Simmons through the hotel now. Because he's running from you because he's an athlete. And now you're running, while you're running through this place, guys are just jumping out of doors and you're firing at them. It's pretty cool. Sometimes they get a little close, kind of pain in the ass, so you have to hack them with your sword. But even the sword, like, she's still kind of cool with it. Like, she'll just swing it sexy-like.
There's like an uppercut swing?
Yeah. Oh, you know what they also have? The finishing moves that she does.
Oh, I'm going to finish.
What?
I'm going to finish.
Yeah, I like to pop my cork all over. There's ones where she, like, she'll just stab the guy in the balls, like, up through his body. And there's ones where she'll just, like, jump through the air and just ram the sword down his throat. Pretty cool.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Now you're fighting in a parking lot.
And basketball court.
A basketball court. And then a parking garage is the next arena.
Well, these aren't really arenas. They're just... There's no gates. These are just big fights.
The parking lot one wasn't an arena?
No.
Okay, if you say so. And that's the end of that, right?
He leaves in a truck, and then you go chase him down.
Yeah, now this is one of the cooler parts in the game. There's two of these. And this is a car chase part. But you're not in a car.
You're skateboarding
you're
on the car.
On the car. And he's trying to get away from you. And what you're doing is it's like a big, long QTE.
But you shoot, too.
You can shoot, absolutely. But you have to fire at his car or fire at the other cars that are firing at you from next to you. And every once in a while, the car that you're on kind of crashes. Or, you know, gets something happen, gets turned around. And a QTE will come. And you have to push the button. Then you jump onto another car next to you. And this crazy music playing in the background. And it's actually a lot of fun.
You'll, like, wall run against the side of a box truck or something.
Yeah, like so you'll have, like, a double QTE, but there's, like, crazy things. You wall run on the side of a car, or you jump, like, through the roof. It's really cool. It felt pretty action-y. I liked it. I thought they did a good job with it. I had a lot of fun with that part. I think it was my favorite part. You're so distracted. What are you doing?
I'm watching you.
Why aren't you here with me? Whenever we make love, you're not here.
I hate you.
What are you watching?
I'm waiting for you to...
Why is your screen so bright? Something's on there that's bright that you're watching. That's not us. That didn't do anything.
Hitting
you
escape.
Just pushed a button to shut me up.
I'm hitting escape.
Like, maybe
it's
if
not
I
working.
Push space, will stop. Hitting escape. Hey, push the brake button.
I remember that in school. Like everyone, it was because it was bright orange.
Yes, the brake button, which is now
it was
escape.
On a black keyboard, and every other key was black, and that one was bright orange.
The brake
and everyone
button.
In school was like, don't press that key, you'll break the computer.
Fucking dumb. Dumb, and that became the escape key.
No, it was to break out of a program, you hit control break.
Yeah.
And now it's control C. You don't need
it's
it anymore.
Escape. What does the escape button actually do? It does nothing. But it's all the way off in the corner by itself.
So you don't. The reason it's all the way in the corner is so you don't accidentally hit it.
But what's it doesn't do anything?
It does plenty of things.
I'm pushing escape right now. It doesn't do anything.
Because it doesn't do anything in the program you're in.
I'm pushing it right now. You know, my porch light's probably going on and off. That's what it's doing.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. Car chase. Awesome. And then when you finally get to the end of this QTE firing, awesome, cool car chase. You jump from a car to the car that Simmons is in while you're fighting, you're shooting at Simmons. And then you get on his car, and then you get the briefcase. Don't you cut his arm off or some shit?
I think he cut his hand off.
Yeah, right, while he's holding it. And then the cutscene is he crashes, and don't you shoot him? I think you shoot him in the head.
He's on the floor. No, he's on the floor, like, sitting next to, up, like, with his back up against the car. Mm-hmm. It's like, ah! He's, like, screaming because his hand's cut off.
Yeah.
And there's gasoline leaking all over him. And I think you light him a cigarette. Like, he puts a cigarette in his mouth, and you give him a light. And then as you turn away, you light the light and you throw it and you blow him up. You set him on fire.
She's a badass. She can give me herpes and I wouldn't care. That's a tall order. I'm willing to let it go, though. So now you got this briefcase and you're taking it back to the guy that you're supposed to give it to in the first place.
That's the end of that chapter.
And that's the end of that chapter. You keep saying that.
You'll never find me.
Yes, I will. No, you won't. Yes, I will.
Oh.
Okay.
You're out there, Beer Baron. I'm going to find you.
I think they know what it is. So you find out that the briefcase has a heart in it.
You take it to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody's father.
The guy's father, for his operation. And you give it to him. And then he pays you. And you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the game.
Actually, now it's the beginning of the game.
Yeah, it is.
This is a year later in Texas.
In Texas. Mm-hmm.
And you know the guy in Texas, don't you?
What?
Beers, steers, and queers.
Is that true?
You ain't
got no
you
horns,
don't look like
boy.
A beer, and you ain't got no horns on you. So what does that leave you?
Is that Full Metal Jacket?
Mm-hmm.
It's also a Primus song. I'm pretty sure that's where he got it from. You know how he got that job, Arlie Ermey?
What? Who?
You know how Arlie Ermey got that job?
What, Primus? Or in,
No.
That's the drill sergeant,
Full Metal Jacket, yeah.
What?
He didn't want to give it to him, and then he went into his office and yelled like a half an hour's worth of obscenities to him and didn't repeat one of them. Just
He was a Marine.
Yeah, he was, absolutely.
Drill sergeant.
But I mean, he just like a stream of obscenities for like a half an hour and didn't repeat one single word. And he was just like, all right, you have the job. He didn't like him. He said he was too short or something like that. But then once he did that, he was like, all right, you're in. Imagine that. Just going out, you get mad, just go and curse out the director for half an hour and you get the job. Cool. And it's one of the best characters ever. M-I-C-K-E-Y. That's a good book, too. I think I talked about that before. It's called The Short Timers. Very hard to find, though. One League Later, Texas. Now, this is the part that I didn't like about this game.
The Boneyard?
Because after every chapter, you have to go back to the Boneyard.
It's not every chapter. It's only chapters.
It's every chapter. It's every complete chapter.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, you foolish man.
No, you don't, because you don't do it at the beginning of chapter 4. You don't do it in the beginning of chapter 5.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I think
you don't do it in chapter 6.
Whatever.
You do it in 7. You don't do it in 8.
Okay, well, they randomly throw you in
this thing. You do it at 9. It's not
and
every single one.
Every time
then you'd have fucking 10 sets of weapons.
Is there a problem?
Fuck.
Why wouldn't you have weapons then? What's wrong with 10 weapons?
You don't have 10 weapons. You only have 4.
Maybe I want 10 weapons.
Well, no, you don't get 10 weapons.
Well, you have to. There's 3 of them then. Because there's 3 new weapons that you
yes.
get. Well, this is the only part of the game that I found annoying. Because every time you get a new weapon, they send you here to use the new weapon. Like, I don't know how to use a shotgun.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It does. This is the only thing that really slowed down the game. So what these stupid things are is you have to run through this obstacle course and shoot these targets while you're running through these hoops like Star Fox. It's the only way I can explain it. But you don't really have to shoot the targets. All you have to do is run through the things and it says you won. Stop. What are you doing? You're texting.
Someone's calling me.
Oh, okay. Well,
going
see,
to
you see?
Call
that happens to me and you yell at me all the time.
Okay.
You done? Am I right? You just have to run through the Star Fox circles. You don't actually have to shoot the targets.
That just takes off 2 seconds off your time every time you do
what
it.
What does?
If you shoot the Star Fox things or whatever, you get
it gives you more
2 seconds
time.
Knocked off your time.
Okay. Well, I just run through the Star Fox things.
Yeah,
I haven't actually shot the thing. I didn't care. So, yeah, it's the obstacle course is different every time. It's longer every time, but it's it's annoying. Now you get the shotguns. So now you have double shotguns. Excellent. And now after you're done with that.
Yeah, you do that. You do then you do the Gatling gun challenge.
Oh yeah, which was actually pretty cool. Now they show you that because you have to do that in the regular game. The Gatling gun challenge is you get behind a Gatling gun, and just fire at things that pop up.
It's like
whoop-de-doo.
There's like sandbags and there's like barrels and then there's
chickens. There was chickens that popped up in the window.
Well, whatever. I think it was like feed, like bags of feed with chickens on them. There wasn't actually chickens.
I thought there was chickens
there. And there's barrels, like 50-gallon barrels, and the garbage can lids, like the metal garbage can lids.
Yeah, all this talking about herpes makes me want to jerk off. Okay, and then now after you finish with this, the guy's father comes in the limo that you got the heart for. And he comes out and he's like, oh, I need you to go to Hong Kong to help my son, right?
It's a Cadillac limo.
Doesn't it have like the big stupid horns
it's
on the front
of it
too?
It's big, the Texas steer
horns. I'm surprised. I thought we were talking longer. This is surprisingly short. It's only been like a half an hour.
Only in chapter 4-3.
I know. It's all right. Nothing really happens in this game.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
We pretty much described what that one part was, and that's what happens. We got that one other part to do.
This guy William Akers pops out.
That's his name, William Akers? I'm glad you wrote the names down because I didn't care.
Hey, kid, it's Malcolm McDonald.
It is. It's Malcolm McDowell. McDowell.
Is it McDowell or McDonald?
I'm pretty sure it's McDowell.
McDowell, whatever.
It's what's his face? It's from. It's Alex from Clockwork Orange.
Okay.
Malcolm McDowell?
Sure.
Roddy McDowell? Malcolm McDowell? It's Malcolm McDowell. Roddy McDowell was the one that was
Ronald McDonald?
Was in the one that he was in the ones that were the monkeys. Hey, we're the monkeys.
People say we're monkey
People
around.
Say we turn up the radio. Turn up. See that? Brought it around. I'm good like that. I'm getting better at this podcast stuff.
He's the guy that got the heart.
Yeah, I said that already. And he wants you to go to Hong Kong to help his son. And you're like, I think about
his
it.
His son Trevor got into some bad shit with some gangs.
And he shows you some money and you're like, I don't have to think about it anymore. I'm going to China.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Isn't that China?
No, it's Hong Kong.
Where's China?
Hong Kong's a different country.
Hong Kong is that little circle next to it, right?
Yes.
But it's a part of it, but it's not actually a part of it.
No, yeah. I think it's like a commonwealth.
It's like our
Puerto Rico.
I was going to say Texas, because it's still a part of the country.
It's not. I think it's an island.
Hong Kong's is it? I have no idea.
It might be a peninsula. Or it might be an archipelago. Could be an atoll.
What was an archipelago again?
The Florida Keys.
Oh, so it's just islands linking.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like a chain
of islands. I know what a peninsula is. An archipelago. I haven't heard that one in a while. Maybe you think of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego and that stupid a cappella band. Remember that show?
Yes, I do.
I used to be on at like 4 o'clock
when
I came home from school.
Where in the world
stop it.
Carmen Sandiego.
Well, what the hell was the name of that stupid band again?
Oh, fuck. Now I gotta look it up.
Remember they had that big map at the end and you had to put the things on there with the one you were just like screaming at them? You're just like, that's not Mexico! That's not where Mexico is! Because the kids are so stupid. Okay.
Rockapella.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. Totally cool band. I scratched my balls, sorry.
So they formed in 1986 at Brown University.
They all went to Brown? What a bunch of faggots.
Steve Keys, Scott Leonard.
Really? Do we need to know this?
Oh, wow, they went through a few people.
So now you go and talk to some Chineses.
Chineses?
Hong Kongians? What are they called? What do you call people from Hong Kong?
Congos?
Congos?
Congas?
I'm going to call them Chineses.
Donkeys?
I pluralized the plural.
Donkey Kong?
And you go to meet... Oh, now, the Chineses that you're talking to... Chineses? The Chinese people that you're talking to...
They like
are
your friends.
Friends of yours. Yeah, one guy's name is Zing. Or Z, Z-H-I.
Z-H-I.
And he's the one that's just zombified playing video games, and he's just like, Then your other friend who's, I don't know.
Like a normal person.
Chong, Ching, Pang, I don't fucking, whatever his name is.
I think his name is Ping Pong.
Sure, why not? Wok, whatever his name is.
Stir Fry.
So this is this guy that you basically have the conversation with, and then he tells you, he's like, oh, you want to go meet Rat Boy. You're like, all right, I'll go find Rat Boy. So now you're going to find Rat Boy. And what happens next?
Big open area with a carousel.
I wrote standoff in an alley.
I'm sure there's an alley standoff before that.
This is where my notes get a little sketchy. By sketchy, I mean none.
All right, we can. It doesn't matter. You kill some people.
Yeah, you kill some people.
And then you get the rage mode.
The blood on the face part?
Yeah.
What did you call it?
It's called rage mode.
Oh, I just called the blood on face part.
Yes, but the technical name for the in the game.
Oh, you know what you
just
talk about too? During your escapades or running around, you have to open doors. And yes. The way that you open the doors is you take your sword and
open the doors.
I have to go through the lobby. Vintage. I have to go through the lobby. Remember that? It's got the giant fucking chocolate bar. I have to go through the lobby. Okay. You stick your sword in the door and then you pry it open. And now every once in a while, it'll just take like a second, and then once in a while, it'll...
Fucking door!
Yeah, she can't seem to get it open. She's like, fucking door! Or she'll be like, I don't have time for this! And then the door will open, then she'll step through. And every once in a while, you'll open this door, like right now, and the guy will just come running at you. So she'll pull out her gun real quick, and she'll fire at him. And then the blood will get on her face, and then she loses it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that during that part is when the, like, Kill Bill music starts playing. It's like, mm-hmm. And then dan, 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 dan. And now crazy music starts playing, and you have the blood on the face part.
Also known as rage mode.
Rage mode.
You just kill everybody.
The whole screen turns red, and it's really stylish.
It's red and black.
The people, red and black, yeah. The guys are just kind of like silhouettes. Everything's silhouettes. So it's kind of like the part in Kill Bill where she's all silhouetted and shit. And it's pretty cool. You kill people, basically.
You have, instead of points, you get combo. Meter thing. Mm-hmm. It just tells you how many chain kills you had.
Yeah.
And you find kills. Like a hypnotic door and you go through it.
Yeah, the hypnotic door. The fuck was up with that? Okay.
And you go in an elevator and you play your harmonica.
Yeah.
The elevator is the loading screens.
Yeah, and they're mostly funny. Sometimes she'll just like scratch her crotch.
That's when she pulls a freaking harmonic. No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
Maybe in your head.
Yeah, she definitely scratched the crotch in one part. Pretty sure she was digging in there. She gave herself an abortion.
She's like,
sex. So then, she plays her harmonica in the elevator. Very funny. And then there's a fight in the corridor.
There's another standoff room, this time with explosives. You got explosive barrels.
Well, there's an electrified floor, isn't there?
No.
I wrote electrified floor.
I remember nothing of an electrified floor.
Well, at one point in this game, there is a standoff with an electrified floor.
If you say so.
The whole thing wasn't electrified. There was little places through it, but this is definitely the electrified floor part.
There's a guy in a turret you got to kill last by blowing up the
barrel. Yeah, at the end. There's a Gatling gun guy at the end mounted. That's this board. This. You couldn't go into the water parts because it was electrified.
I believe you. I just don't
know.
Okay.
Yeah, it was this part. And then at the end, the Gatling gun guy comes out, and he's mounted, right?
Yes.
Yes, he's mounted. He's just like the wall pops open. He's just like, I got a Gatling gun. And you have to kill him.
By exploding the barrel.
Behind him.
Yes.
Excellent. And now you go into
climb
that...
Climb an elevator shaft?
Yeah, you have to jump up this long shaft, and it's...
Jump on my long shaft anytime.
Oh, God. Boy, could she. And this is... kind of jump up, hang in this little part, and it's kind of like a little bit of a puzzle, only because you can't just jump straight up.
It's like the Tomb Raider-y part.
Yeah, exactly. You have to sidle around and find out which ways you can go up.
I only like the white ones. Sidling? Tic-tacs? I only eat the right ones.
He's a real sidler! If I hear that Inferno Wrecked one more time, I'm pretty sure we did that joke, too.
We did.
We got nothing left. We've gone through all the Seinfeld jokes, all the Simpsons jokes. I don't know any more Family Guy or Futurama jokes. We're done. That's it. We topped out at, what is this, 61? 62?
61.
Last time was a video?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, it was...
Aerofighters
with the fucking
dolphin. You're a dolphin. Hey, you're a baby.
No, hey, you're a baby. I love dolphins. Awesome. Put my baby boot up your dolphin ass. And the fucking clapping monkey. Excellent. Japanese people are fucked. All right.
Now they're waiting for a tsunami to come and wipe out that nuclear power plant again.
Really? Is another one coming?
A typhoon or something.
Oh, those poor bastards, man. You just kind of wish that it was Godzilla.
I just came out of the water.
Oh God, I want something like that to happen just so people are just like, oh my God, there is no God. I just want something irrefutable to happen so people could just be like, crap, there's no God. Because if this thing exists, it clearly cannot be a God. That's all I want.
Like aliens, Loch Ness Monster just comes out, starts
anything.
Eating people.
Volcano talking to people, and I don't care. Just something to prove that there's nothing up there.
A fish just climbs out of the water, starts flying.
Fish, yeah, anything. Anything. The world just turns upside down
for a day.
The dolphins
come out. Quiet, he's about to talk.
I just wanted it more.
I guess they just wanted
go
it
back
more.
To the trap, they got nets. Now you, what happened? We froze, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. Climb elevator shaft, and then you get the steel cage match.
No, don't you chase Rat Boy first?
I'm sure you do.
So you see Rat Boy. Oh, you're right. You see Rat Boy, and he's a guy that doesn't really look like a rat, but his name is Rat Boy. And he kind of tricks you. You run into this cage part, and it's kind of like a...
It's kind of like the UFC octagon.
Yeah, but it's the Thunderdome cage.
Yeah.
That's basically what they were going for, the Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm.
Only you're not fighting a midget on a retard.
You're fighting just a bunch of dudes.
What was his name? Master Blaster. Yeah. The midget's name was Master, and the retard's name was Blaster. And they ruled the pig farm. Who rules Thunderdome? Master Blaster. Never watched Beyond Thunderdome?
I finished.
All right. Well, he wasn't that good, but I mean, come on. It's Master Blaster. Where do you think they got the name from? Okay.
Pull out your sword. Just chop everybody up.
Yeah, you basically kill everybody in there.
Rat Boy drops the cage with the turret. You survive, and then you man the turret.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets on the turret and like he shoots down because the cage for some reason held on by a chain.
Yeah,
he shoots the chain down, but you live through it and you get on the turret and you start mowing everybody down, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I forget how you get through, but I remember that part being really cool.
It was a cutscene.
Yeah, I remember it being really cool. Like you jump like through the cage and you're like, "Hi-da!" You do your awesome Ruby Malone stuff. I wouldn't even be able to fight her. She would just get like within 10 feet of me and I'd just come. That's all it would be. She'd be like, I'm going to kill you. I'd be like, ah. And that would be it. She'd be on the floor convulsing.
I think I ruined your roommate's bathrobe.
She'd be threatening me and I'd just come. Ah. Tell me where the briefcase is. That would be it.
Gotta show my O face.
I would die a happy man.
Lumberg fucked her.
Lumberg fucked her. It's a jump to conclusions, Matt. God.
Besides, he wants to live. Backs out of his driveway and gets hit by a drunk driver.
Deeply. Get a put strychnine in the guacamole.
I could burn this place down.
I love his little mumblings.
I ordered a Mai Tai, not a pina colada.
It's huge grains of salt. I strictly said no salt, and you get salt. And
huge
salt
grains of salt.
Huge grains of salt. We had this place condemned. Put strychnine in guacamole. Okay. I gotta watch Office Space now. It's on Channel 9. Breast exams.
You want to come over my house and watch Kung Fu? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Turn on Channel 9. Breast exams.
What is that? Nah, he's cool.
What would you do with $1 million? You know what I would do? Two chicks at the same time.
Oh, God.
What the hell kind of chicks? What kind of chicks do that? What kind of chicks would you buy with that? What kind of chicks that would double up on a guy like me?
Oh, bad, bad, bad movie.
Oh. Oh.
That and Idiocracy. Great movie. The fuck are we now?
Oh, shit. It's Upgrade.
I'll find that bitch. Because now you're chasing Rat Boy. And then
you fight
there's
him.
There's the Rat Boy fight. And he has a Gatling gun. And then you shoot the grenade in his hand and it blows his arm off?
You somehow blow his hand off.
But he has a grenade in his hand. He's going to throw it at you. So you shoot the grenade and it blows his arm off. Because, you know, the grenade wouldn't just totally destroy him. And then you watch some drug deal.
You find out where Trevor is.
And that's his son, right?
That's the dude.
The guy's son. The McDowell's son. Okay. And then you watch some drug deal. Right?
Okay. I didn't write that down.
And then there's a parade standoff.
Well, that's the end of that chapter.
The grenade blows off his arm?
Yeah. Find out where Trevor is, chapter 5. Then there's chapter 5 starts with a standoff.
Yeah, and the parade. But this is a cool parade. It's like a Chinese parade. So they have like the guys walking around with the big dragon things on their head, and they're like, ah, and the bell's like, cling, 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 cling. If you've ever been to Chinese New Year, which is like a gigantic disaster every time I go there.
Why is it a disaster?
It's because it's just Chinese people smell. I don't want to be racist, but real Chinese people smell. Old Chinese people smell. They just smell like soup.
And duck.
Oh, God. I miss Chinatown. If you people don't have a Chinatown, if anybody's actually listening, besides one person, you don't know what you're missing if you don't have a Chinatown in your town. Chinatown is one fucking weird place. It's like another universe. They sell cheap games, though. And they'll mod anything that you have. Oh, so, I got a wristwatch. Oh, I can make that play PS3 games. Go ahead.
You give me $50.
Pretty much $50.
I'll give you $20.
$500. You want $500? Yes, I would like $500. $500. Yes, $500. $500. $500.
I will give you $20. $40.
Bubble boy.
$25. Okay, $30. $28.
Done?
That's how you haggle.
I don't really haggle with them. I was happy to get my PSP like fucking 6 months before it came out here. And the one game that they had, which was like Ridge Racer in Japanese.
God.
Played that game till the wheels fell off. Yeah, Parade Standoff. There's a guy with a Gatling gun at the end. Now, this is the first time this guy comes, but it's not a mounted Gatling gun. It's a dude walking around with a Gatling gun.
Mm-hmm.
And oof, the way you have to kill these guys when they come with the Gatling guns is you just basically have to bullet time them to death. And after you just fire at them enough,
they start like limping and
yeah, they'll start like trying to get away, and you keep shooting at them, and then a little blue X will appear next to them. So you run over to him and push the little blue X, and then they'll do like the special kill where you fucking dive into his mouth with the sword,
or
just
stick
stab him in the crotch
right to the balls.
Which I'd be happy for her to do that to me.
Is there,
they get like all stabbing me? I would be coming.
The best is they get all like bug-eyed, like oh.
Yeah, when he stabs him in the mouth, though, like, she launches herself from across the room and, like, double-hands the sword above her head and just, like, plunges it down his throat. Fucking awesome.
Oh, the best is that one cutscene. She's like, I'm going to take my sword and stick it down your throat. Then I'm going to pull it out with your stomach still attached. Mm. And you're going to watch it bleed. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, she explains it in detail. The whole time I was coming.
You go through some apartments, keep chasing this guy.
Oh, first there's, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're running around the roofs, and you're running around in the building itself. And this whole time you're just chasing this guy, so you're running after him. But it never really feels, 90% of this game is the same thing. But I never felt like I was bored or doing the same thing. And I'm a big complainer about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just never felt, it was, I guess because it was fun. Like, all those little arena parts, you always knew that you were going to get points to get an upgrade, so you kind of didn't mind doing them. And a lot of them were fun, because you just fucking flip around like a ninja and fire at people. I want to play this game again. I will play this game again, actually. I got a whole bunch. There's so much stuff that came out. It's like a fucking nightmare right now.
We're coming up on Christmas time.
I know. The two of us are going back and forth. You're like, what do you want to do this week? Well, this came out. We could do this. Well, I got to buy that. This is coming out here. And they're like, oh, maybe we can do Gears of War. All right, we'll do Gears of War first. We want to do this one first. So we got this coming out first. Fucking horrible. Horrible. It's like we had to put all the other games aside because this fucking huge launch. And then in November, Skyrim's going to come out and you're never going to see me again.
You can play that on your own time.
You better find somebody new to do the podcast with after November, because I'm just going to be playing Skyrim. Unless you want to do like 4 or 5 episodes on Skyrim.
I'm not ever doing Skyrim.
You'll never find me again. You better call Donna up and see what game she's played.
That's basically going to be Tetris, Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, we have to do Donkey Kong Country, the original one. We've been talking about that. Maybe that's the game that we'll do during.
I haven't introduced it to Peggle yet, because that might suck her soul.
I'll fucking get Sarah to do the podcast.
Words with Friends. We can do Words with Friends.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. I've been getting my ass kicked in Words with Friends lately.
Did you
suck? If anyone wants to play me in Words with Friends, please.
I'm on there too.
Get in contact with me in some way. We will play Words with Friends. I'm not hard to find. It's my name. Just type in John Tracks.
My Dace Milo.
Yeah. We will get down and play Words with Friends together. And it works cross platforms.
I got it on like 19 different things.
Yeah, yeah. Instant chasing this guy. And then there's another
rage mode.
You're in the street now.
Rage mode.
Yeah, I'm calling it red part. Fuck rage mode.
Rage mode's
gay. So it's rage mode in a street now instead of wherever the hell you were last time. And it's just as fun as it was the last time. But now this whole time, in this one, you're chasing the guy still.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of this Trevor. Reach part, you get Trevor. And then what do you do with him?
You throw him in the trunk.
You put him in the trunk. And you take him
of
to
your
a
Chinese
plane.
Friend. Not Z, the other guy. The normal guy.
Well, Z doesn't do anything.
You put him in his trunk. Z does stuff later on.
At the end, yeah. And then you take him to a plane, and then you take him
you're
to the warehouse.
Him back to the but father in London.
The way it happens is like a cartoon. It's just like trunk, plane, warehouse.
Like,
And then...
That's the end of that chapter?
Yep.
Chapter 6.
And then
six.
There's a cutscene now, and the dad has some girl...
That vampire chick with the sword guns?
Yeah, well, her name was like...
I don't know what the hell her name is.
I think her name was like Tarantula or something like that. I don't know. She had
her name
like
was
albino.
Whiteface Vagina
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, she has she's like an albino with like really straight white hair, and she has those two guns with like knives on the bottom of the guns, but they're not bayonets. They're just like guns with knives on them. Kind of like the fucking, what's her name? The brute guns from Halo.
Okay.
You know, it has the swords under it. You don't know what I'm talking about. Gears of War 3. Whole wheat.
We'll get to that.
Next week you'll understand what whole wheat is.
He runs on it.
What?
He runs on it.
He runs on whole wheat.
So you bring him back to London to the father. Then the father kills him.
But there wasn't... This was the same guy, mm-hmm. right?
This is Malcolm McDowell.
Right. And the father kills him, right? Mm-hmm. See, I was confused. I wasn't sure if it was son. I was like, I must have wrote something down.
No, that's
here.
Right. He kills
his son. Oh, awesome. Thanks, Dad.
Send some minions after you.
Thank you, Father Kids. Thanks, Dad. Psycho Dad.
Psycho Dad.
Psycho Dad.
Killed his
wife. Killed his wife with a butcher's knife. Oh, this podcast sucks. Oh.
I don't know what the hell this means.
Two sword guy fights you and stabs you. That's what I wrote.
Sword gift asshole with QTEs. He stabs you and runs off.
That's all right, because it was one I have here that it must have spelled it wrong.
I'm assuming
it
must
like,
be sword guy, not sword gift.
One of them at the top was like sword piss jeans fight colon. I was like, what the fuck did I write? Fucking spell check.
Like a
sword
guy,
piss
he had
jeans.
Those stupid like fencing swords.
An EP?
What?
It's called EPs.
Okay.
EPEE.
Okay.
Or a rapier.
And he
like the fencing ones are called EPs.
He ends up stabbing you in the gut.
Yeah.
Then your friend stabs you. Takes you back to the boneyard and patches you up, and his name is Milo.
His name is Milo.
I think it takes like 2 weeks to patch you up.
Yeah, Milo has a fishing hat on. That kind of, like, it's a fishing hat. The ones you always see fishermen with, they have that stupid little brim on them around them, and you can fold them up or down. They kind of looks like a sailor's hat.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm just describing the character, what he looks like. Something wrong with that? You want to fight?
Yeah.
Big whoop, you want to fight about it?
You want to fight about it? He calls some lady Kafka to come meet you at a British museum.
Her name's Kafka. Isn't this the second time we had a Kafka? Who is the other girl, Kafka?
I don't know.
Weren't we watching something the other day when I was like, I can't believe the girl's name is Kafka?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
What the fuck was it?
Was it through the wormhole?
The hell is through the wormhole?
Morgan Freeman show?
No, I don't think Morgan Freeman. Oh, God. Morgan Freeman. And now this lady was like, I need you to steal a book for me.
Yes. It's now, being transported to Rome.
Why were you helping this because, lady?
And she wanted it. She, I don't know. For some reason.
She knows where the guy is.
All right.
Because you want to get back to this guy and kill him. And she's just like, oh, I know where he is. But first you have to steal a book for me.
So you get on a transport plane.
You get on a cargo plane, yes. Like a C4, what that they call C-140 or some shit like that?
Something like that.
Those big ass ones that take the tanks. So you get on one of these things, and you shoot the inside of the plane, and then the plane done blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is
you
one
get
of
sucked
the,
out of the. You grab. You get on. Get on pine. Oh, get on plane. Got the A. You grab the book, and then you get sucked out of the plane.
You don't have the book yet.
No, you
do have
the
book.
No,
you do
have
the book. You're correct, sir.
You don't have a parachute. You just get sucked out of the
damn
plane.
You don't have a parachute. Yeah, you get sucked out of this plane because it blows up. And now this is another cool part of this game.
I died about.
It was kind of annoying.
Eight times on this.
Yeah, I died a lot on this too. It was a little the first couple times I didn't understand what I was supposed to do.
Oh, I knew what I was supposed to do. I just
kept hitting me.
Yeah.
So now what you're doing is you're falling through the air.
There's like bits in a plane.
In a downward motion.
In a falling motion.
As Newton would have us believe.
Towards the Earth.
Not away from. Towards spiraling. Downwards.
Always look at God's floor. Always on the floor.
And
so you're shooting guys as you're falling.
Yes. But these guys manage to stop next to you while they fall.
Yeah, that's...
Just long enough for you to shoot them. And then once you shoot them, they don't fall anymore.
They go up.
They go up like when you shoot them, a parachute opens or something. I don't know why that happens, but that's what happens. You shoot them and then they just like zip away like a parachute opened.
So at some point you realize, oh shit, I don't have a parachute.
Yeah,
and
I have
you
to
see one.
Well, throughout the game, she explains that she hates airplanes.
I never noticed.
Yeah, she a couple of parts, guys, like, oh, you have to get on a plane. She's just like, no planes. I'll take a boat. And then before this part, she's just like, I am not taking a plane. And she's just like, you have no choice. It's on a plane. And she's like, fuck. So that's what this whole part was. They give you a little insight because now she's scared out of her mind falling out of a plane.
Didn't seem scared.
No. Well, she's a problem solver.
So she spots a parachute on a piece of the wreckage.
About like 6 miles away.
And like someone else is trying to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to steer yourself to get this thing. Now this is the part where there's like 8,000 things coming up at you. It's like the propellers, like the fuse, like the cockpit comes up at you.
Yeah, you have to fly through the fuselage at one point. Yeah. Like guide yourself through the fuselage without touching the walls, like operation,
like Silver Surfer. You touch the wall, you die. You touch the floor, you die. You die, you die, you die, you die. He takes the Batman pose.
Yeah, what the hell? It was Angry Video Game Nerd, right?
Yeah,
that was a fucking terrible game. Oh god. Okay. Yes, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, so I wrote fall through the wreckage. Notice the parachute, fall through the wreckage to get it. Really
hard.
It's a
pain in the ass. It is. It's a pain in the ass. Because the things that are coming up, they're coming up straight at you. And when you're... It's hard to tell where they're going to go.
And you only have the sides of the screen to maneuver.
Yeah, you can only go through the sides of, like, the, you know, up around the corners. But everything looks like it's going in the same place. So you're just like, oh, maybe I'll move to the left. And you're like, fuck, that killed me. So it's more of like a trial and error thing, which I hate trial and error in video games. Just irritates me. So it's not a long part though. It's like a 2 minute part, not even, right?
It took me about 20 minutes.
But it's like a 2 minute part though.
Yeah, but it took me.
Minutes. It took me a long time too, and it got frustrating. It wasn't that bad though. It wasn't a game killer.
Chapter 7.
Wait, no.
What?
Don't you like stab this guy in the head because he tries to get the parachute from you?
You kill him. I don't remember how. You kill him.
You kill him in a gory way. I don't remember what it was. And then you get the parachute. And you give the lady the book.
Chapter 7. 3 months
prior. It's your fucking
book,
lady. And it's
you're back in the boneyard, you're getting the machine guns.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole part of 3 months ago, because now you're back. That doesn't make any sense. It was 3 months ago, you got the machine guns, but you couldn't use them until now.
Well, exactly. That's the only part that slowed the game down. And it was always 3 months. Every time you got a new weapon, it was 3 months ago.
Present day, you're on a boat going to England because you found out where he lives.
Ireland.
England.
Oh, England? All right, I wrote Ireland looking place because it looked like
it's
Ireland
England.
To me.
It's England.
It's fine with me. Same people anyway.
You go into his house.
Okay.
Landmines on the beach.
I wrote mines.
God.
You have to jump around cliffs.
Yeah, this is really hard. It's not really hard. It's really a pain in the ass. There's like glowing red. Like these are the worst landmines in the world because they glow bright red.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have a problem with it.
I died a few times so I couldn't make one of the jumps.
You're doing it wrong.
I did do it wrong.
jumping around
then
cliffs.
You got the rope bridge, the broken rope bridge against the cliff. They got to climb up it, and the barrels fall down.
Yeah, I didn't write that down, but yeah.
That was
annoying. And you're fighting in an old castle type of place.
Oh, then you have the gate with the two locks. And you got to slide and shoot both the gates.
Oh yeah, that's during this part.
Under.
Why
didn't
I write that down?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of a pain in the butt.
So you got to slide and shoot these two locks, and then the gate will open, and you have to be sliding as it's opening, because otherwise you won't make it. It goes up real quick and it slams down.
Yeah, as soon as you stop shooting it, the door closes, so you have to slide toward the door.
You're sliding, yeah, mm-hmm. in bullet time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Took me a little while to figure it out, but I did it. Kept running at the door, shooting the door.
Then we got a standoff in the cellar.
And the wine starts exploding, right?
Sure. I didn't write that down, but okay.
Yeah, the wine starts exploding. So
go outside.
We make your way across.
Now you're
the
doing
outside
the Tomb Raider
the
thing on the outside of the building.
Mm-hmm, on the outside, along the ledges. and big fight in the library. Was mm-hmm. this the two the library had the two floors?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't like a.
It was a balcony.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, no. It was like it wasn't like a with the doors. It was just kill everybody.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
You had the chandeliers it was on the top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could swing across the chandeliers to the and there was a big money. Because every once in a while there'll be boxes and you cut them with your sword and then there'll be like a multiplier there. Or they'll just be like 1,000 points, 250 points. And up in the corner of this one, I remember there was like a 1,000 point one.
You got the new guys, the new, there's like SWAT guys in there, I think.
Yeah, I remember there being tough guys in this. This is when the game started ramping it up a little bit.
Then you go through a door house. And then you meet Ackers again.
You meet the guy's dad that you killed, mm-hmm.
That's it, William Ackers.
And he shoots his cane at you.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He's like, you're talking to him, and he's just like, oh, okay, I give in. And he's just like, ha, my cane shoots things. And
there's
he shoots
another, apparently, there's another standoff here.
I wrote shoot through floor.
Yeah. Remember, she spins around.
Oh, he runs away.
Around.
She does the spin. Yeah.
She spins like that. Around and breaks the glass.
It's a glass, yeah. So she does that stupid underworld thing where she shoots the uh-huh. floor that's not possible, but this was glass, so it makes sense. She does like the stupid spinny circle floor shoot thing and falls through the floor, and then there's a standoff. Now, was this an arena or was it a regular standoff?
The same one. I don't know. I just wrote one more standoff.
Maybe it was an arena. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Chapter 8.
All the arenas are the same. It's just they have different numbers of gates that you have to close. Maybe it'll be 3. Maybe it'll be 4. Maybe it'll be 5. But they all do the same thing. It's all the flipping, catching things.
Chapter 8, Hong Kong.
So now you found out that someone set you up. And it was the old guy. Which is her father, that guy's father.
Ackers?
Yes.
Say Malcolm McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell.
That's fine.
Alex.
Guy.
Go back to King Kong.
Somebody blows off some TNT and you have to outrun it.
You talk to some Chineses. And now the guy comes to the door after the fight to talk to Z and you're like, something's going on with Z. We don't know what. No?
Sure. It's...
Fucking asshole. Yeah, things blow up behind you as you run.
Somebody blows up some TNT and you have to outrun the blast.
Yeah. And then you fight outside in the wood shack place.
You get the Man of Gatling gun.
Yeah, the wood shacks are kind of like... They look like where the Ewoks live.
The forest moon of Endor?
They look like log cabins in the trees. That's all I can say. That's what it looks like. Tree log cabins. And you get the Mana Gatling gun, which is always fun, because you get a lot of multipliers with that. I'm just going to pick my nose here. Hold on a second. Please. We'll give you a topic to talk about while I'm doing this. Talk amongst yourselves.
Grape nuts. They're neither grapes nor nuts.
Neither a grape nor a nut.
Discuss.
Discuss. Oh, wait. Oh, God. All right. So I have calluses on my finger now from playing bass. And I can't tell if it's a hard booger.
Or your skin.
Or just my skin. It's really irritating. That time it was a booger. Oh, God. I can't believe I'm fucking 30 years old doing this. Talking about boogers. 30-year-old man talking about boogers.
Can we finish our video game show?
It's not a video game show. It's ceased to be a video game show after the second episode. Oh, God. What? Where am I? Gatling gun, mm-hmm. Run across...
Bridge as it blows up.
Yeah. Run across B, ow up bridge in slow-mo. Fantastic. My typing skills are unmatched.
And then you have the hardest thing ever invented in the history of man.
Which I just wrote standoff.
Oh, God.
But apparently you had a hard time with this.
Yes.
One. I'm pretty sure this is the one that I described to you.
You started the second off.
Because that's the only one that gave me a hard time.
You start off, there's like blocks of ice, and there's like 4 or 5 guys in this room. And then you got to go on this like conveyor belt to get around to the next side, and then you have another standoff room. And this is like the hardest standoff thing ever. This is like one of the hardest things in a video game I've ever had to do. This took me like an hour. It took me like maybe 20, 30 tries.
Okay.
Because there's a guy with a Gatling gun, and then there's like 4 or 5 doors. Mm-hmm. And you gotta like run up the first one, kill the 2 guys, get the door, jump down. It's like killing everybody on the main floor wasn't really a problem. But what happens is there's one door to like up and behind you. And the only way to get up there, it's like on a shelf, but there's no stairs. So you have to run up the wall and do a wall jump and then pull yourself up. The problem is once you grab that wall and pull yourself up, it takes so long to pull yourself up that they just hose you down. So by the time I'm done pulling myself up, I'm dead.
You had to do it wrong because I didn't. That's not how I got up there. I swung over there.
There was no place to swing. There was a fence. You couldn't get around the fence.
Don't remember that part. I don't remember that.
There was a big generator in the middle of the room.
This isn't the part that gave me a heart. Yeah, I don't. That's the part I was describing to you, but I don't remember swinging on anything unless I did that one first.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because this is also the one where there's a door that you only way you can get to it is if you have to slide under a railing and then close the door. Either way, this was hard. I agree that this part was hard. And this is pretty much the hardest part in the game.
Yeah.
There's nothing really as hard as that.
Got another rage mode.
I wrote climb up thing. Another rage mode. And now you're fighting outside on the pier. Docks. Mm-hmm. On the pier.
And there's arena of guys. They just throw guys at you and you just kill them all.
Yeah, it's fun.
And then there's one Gatling guy, and you kill him. And I think that's the guy that you say you're going to stick the sword down his throat and show his stomach.
Yeah, because you want information from him. And then he tells you to go to the opera house.
And then you throw your sword in the air and stabs him in the chest.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure it happens.
Yeah. He throws it up in the air. He's like, oh, God. And just stabs him right in the chest.
Come.
Chapter 9. Crossbows.
Yeah, you get the crossbow. And then you do the crossbow challenge. Now, the crossbow is different because it's an exploding crossbow.
Ooh.
As the bullets explode, not the crossbow itself.
And you'll never, ever use it.
No, you won't. I used it maybe twice. Don't even bother upgrading it because it does nothing. It does a lot, but...
You're never going to use it. You get like eight bullets.
It doesn't fire fast enough.
It's like, pew!
Yeah, it never goes where you want it to. I pretty much used a handgun my entire time here. Because once you upgrade the handgun, it's like a machine gun. It's like, bap, 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 bap.
Yeah.
So I used that the entire time.
The old Royal Opera House.
Yeah, Chinese Opera House.
Dragon Breathing Fire.
Like yeah, this getting into this thing was hard, and it was pretty cool, too.
You're just climbing along the outside of the building. You have to get on top of this dragon's head.
Yeah, it's like an ornamental dragon that shoots fire every once in a while, so you have to kind of time it before you swing past his face, and then after a while, you kind of end up on top of him because you're making your way around this entire building. It's actually a really cool part.
Then you go through the building.
Do you agree, Mark?
Yes, I said it was cool.
Okay. I wish I was a Borg. Would assimilate all of you so fast.
Then you go into another room after you go through this building, and then there's a girl singing with her band.
Horribly singing.
It's like the
band from Kill Bill.
Five, six, seven, eights,
but only it's just
from the Vonage commercial.
Yeah, the Vonage song. They were actually a pretty good band, but this was just a Japanese girl singing and guys behind her playing, but she wasn't singing. She was just going, wow, 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 wow. We, wow, wow, wow. We, wow, wow.
Is that how Asian people talk?
That's all she was doing, though. Like, she couldn't really sing.
So it's like Wing.
And the band was kind of playing.
You ever hear her sing ACDC?
She Derek it real Frower.
You ever listen to her music?
No.
Oh, God. She does, like, ACDC?
What song does she do?
Back in Black.
Oh, I have to fucking listen to this now.
She has, like, 47 records.
Shit, man. It's like William Hung?
Yeah.
She bang.
She's actually worse than William Hung.
I have to hear this. I have to hear Wing sing AC/DC now.
Back in Black and then to the shack and then number one, the bullet. She's a power pack. I got nine lives and cat's eyes.
Cat's eyes. She Derek and real Frower.
Every woman that you're wondering about, put her back. It's all MIDI music. It's not even like synthesized music. It's just MIDI.
And I bet fucking Japanese people love it.
It's straight MIDI. It's not even like a synthesizer. It's just MIDI.
Awesome.
So you kill everybody in the standoff, and then nothing happens. So you have to kill the band.
Basically, yes. And their equipment.
And that took me a while because after you kill everybody, she gets pissed off, and the stage, like a Gatling gun pops up out of the stage. Yeah. She starts shooting with the Gatling gun, and that's when you kill the band and everybody.
Yeah.
I had to kill one set of speakers, and that's what was when I was texting. I was like, how the hell do you do this? You're like, kill everybody. I'm like, I did! There's one speaker I didn't blow up, and that's what was stopping it.
Awesome. I guess that's what the crossbow would be for. I guess maybe it made that part a little bit easier.
I don't care.
I didn't use a crossbow. I just used whatever I
had. Apparently there's another standoff after that. In the cage area.
Also, your handguns have infinity ammo, and then everything else has bullets. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you just use the handgun, it has infinity ammo, but everything else you need to find ammo for, which is the machine gun, the shotgun, and the crossbow. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And then there's another standoff after that. And after this standoff, this is when Z stabs you in the leg. Because
mm-hmm.
Z kind of betrays you, and he's just like, I'm sorry, Ruby.
Maybe I'll play with you later.
I would have raped her, but hey.
Chapter 10.
Chinese people have small penises.
A.K.A. the greatest thing ever.
I told you about this part.
When you told me about this part, I was literally up to it. Like, as soon as I continued my game, that's where I was.
I didn't want to give it away. I was just like, oh, man, yeah, I was very pleased with this part.
You're in a bathtub, chained up. You're standing in the bathtub.
Yes.
And there's water, and you're half naked.
She's in her underwear.
And it's beautiful.
But she still has the boots on, which was incredibly hot for some reason. Because she was half naked in her underwear with the boots on. And I was like, well, that's just not...
Not fair.
Yeah. I wanted to come. Probably did a couple of times. My Xbox controller. I said it come a lot in this episode. It's a lot. My Xbox controller is very crusty.
Oh, God. So then when you meet the torturer...
Come.
Torturer.
I want to talk about more of her... I'm just going to play this part. Right after this, I'm going to play this part again. I just want to say it. Oh, Ruby.
Torturer.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. He's a little, like, 3 foot tall guy.
He looks like Sam from
what?
The Evil Dead game.
God, that fucking music. I fucking hate that music.
Yeah, so he looks like Sam.
So he puts like a car battery up to this, like a generator up to the, they clips it onto the bathtub that you're standing in.
The bathtub itself.
With water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins shocking you.
Yeah.
And somehow you get out of it and you think you, oh no, yeah, you, you kill the torturer by sticking him in the bathtub.
Let's see if I can find pictures of this.
And leaving, you turn the generator on, you leave him in the bathtub and you kill him, and then you for some unfortunate reason, you put your clothes back on.
Oh, a lot of porn just popped up when I typed in Ruby Malone bathtub. Oh, that's a girl with a finger in her ass. That's a guy. That's a dude whacking off. That's a big dick. That's... What's her face?
Are you finished?
Hold on. I think I have to make Beth's help one word. Yeah, I'm surprised it's not in there. Just a lot of girls giving blowjobs. All right, then. So much for that. Yeah, you throw him in the bathtub. I forget how she actually gets him, though.
She gets her ropes off, and then she just...
I wrote Ruby torture underwear, yum.
Pretty much.
Yeah, she's a fine-looking video game woman. God, there's so many new games coming out. Jesus Christ.
We know.
Ugh. Batman's coming out.
Yes.
Rage is coming out.
Yes.
Gears of War 3.
Yes.
What else is coming out?
Your mom.
And then there's another red part, the rage mm-hmm. mode. But this is an actual long one. And it's like a three-parter.
Mm-hmm.
So the first part, you have to move all these train cars.
It's a standoff with the doors.
It's a standoff, but you're in rage mode during the standoff. Mm-hmm. And you have to break those things for the train cars to move, and then you can't shut the gates until you move the train cars, because you have to jump on top of the train cars and then jump up to the gates to shut them. No, nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happens. And there's maybe like three or four train cars that you have to move to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you jump on the car, and it's a crazy red car part now. It's, you know, like the beginning
part.
That's
the end of chapter 10. Chapter 11 is the entire highway scene on Rainbow.
Okay. Well, there you go. Go ahead.
It's just how you do a whole that whole tirade scene from before. You're doing it in rage mode. They got the guys on the motorcycles. You got that one asshole with the big long tails, and you kill him on the bike.
I think it was a girl, but yeah,
I thought it was a guy.
You're probably right. It's probably a guy. Yeah, you're right. Don't you cut his head off? I don't remember.
You kill him. I don't know.
But it's really cool. And then once you do that, you go to London, right?
Yeah. Well, your friend dies. You go back to his house, his apartment.
The Chinese guy, right?
Yeah, G's roommate.
Z, whatever the hell his name is. Yeah, his roommate dies. How the hell does he die again?
They killed him. They stabbed
him, right, when they came. Okay. And then?
Then you go to London to follow them to get, like, fucking bastards.
I wrote swing on things.
Yeah, you come in on the dock. There's lots of these special ops guys. It's a couple little standoffs with Gatling gun guys.
We're at the end here.
Yeah. And you got another standoff on the docks. This is all just, you're swinging around a lot to get up here. And there's a lot of these, the special operative, super marine ultra guys.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I know what you're talking about now. I do remember that. I remember the spec ops.
That's all you're fighting now.
Yeah, you're right. And they have, they're pain in the ass because you try to slash them with the sword and they just kind of block you.
Yeah. You got to shoot them.
And then they have armor on them, so you really have to shoot them in the head.
You do a rage mode.
Hold on. I didn't write down rage mode. I wonder why.
Well, there is a rage mode here. This is a really short rage mode. You just go in around a corridor and you're done.
You're right. I remember it, but I didn't write it down.
Now you have another hard standoff.
Is this with the turret?
This is the guy. As soon as there's an elevator that comes down, there's two of these guys that we talked about that you can't kill with the sword. You have to kill them with the sword, but they block and they have this armor on there. Mm-hmm, they look like Casey Jones.
Okay, sure.
And you have to knock that mask off before you can hurt them, kind of thing.
Now this is inside the plant, right?
I guess it's like a dock. It's like, I don't know.
You're still in the dock.
You're inside though. I just don't know what it is.
All right, I think it's the plant. Yeah.
So then you pull this. This elevator comes down. There's a couple guys in there, and you kill them, and then you can get through to the standoff. And then the standoff is fairly hard. As soon as you walk in, there's a guy with a Gatling gun, in the middle of the room, and he's on, a conveyor belt thing that's lifted a little bit. So you have to, kill him, but then there's guys on your sides, too.
Yeah.
So you got to kill them, too. So you got to, shoot him with one gun, shoot the other guys with another gun.
Awesome.
God, that one was pretty hard. That took me, 6 or 7 times.
Hmm.
And there's, 3 or 4 doors. And the whole time you're chasing some dude.
The fat guy. When you were being tortured, this fat guy, I don't even remember who this guy was, but he was in cahoots with the main guy. He just leaves this guy with you. He's just like, oh, here, do what you want with him. And that little guy starts torturing you. So now you're just like, I'm going to kill this fat bastard. So you're chasing this guy the entire time, who's just a fat guy. I'm sure he has a name.
You chase him up the stairs, and you just keep chasing them. You do that part with the fire apps? But you do the part with the gondolas.
Yes.
You jump from gondola to gondola, and you just gotta just to slow you down, just to make the game a little bit longer.
Yep, but it never felt dragged out or boring to me. Even though towards the end, a tiny bit it was.
Yeah. So he gets to a door and he goes through this door, and the place is catching on fire. He's going through some wooden hallway now.
Yeah.
So you're chasing him through this hallway.
This is log cabins in the sky. You just great. Okay, log cabins in the sky.
I'm sure. Okay, that's what you said.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. And it's just basically a long QTE. But you're running, but then there's there'll be a beam that falls down. You have to slide under, press B, and you slide under it. And
And then the other parts are you have to run, and there'll be glowing parts on the wall. So what you do is wall run, and once you get to those, you push A.
We spam.
And then it'll jump across the other thing, and then push A again because you have to jump across. Yeah. What'd you say? Spamming?
Spam it.
Spam it?
You have to hit it a lot.
All right. Never heard that before.
No, you never heard that? No. You spam a button, it means you keep pressing it.
Does that mean that I spam my penis?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just call it spamming?
You can.
I'm going to go home and spam. Spam, 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 spam,
spam. Spam, spam, and spam, and spam, and spam.
Spam.
So you
I have a nice little picture to put up too when we put this video up, this episode up. I showed you the picture. The guy stuck in the wall.
Mm-hmm. I just want a picture of her in her underwear. How about that?
I know. I should have taken a picture of that. I don't know what I was thinking. So this whole
I got a good picture for next week.
The bottom of it's all blood soaked. From what? Oh, the fucking hat. Yeah, next week. We should be able to finish that game by next week. Yeah. I don't see why not. We're already 2 hours into it. All right.
So you catch up with him and you kill him.
Yeah, you kill him pretty violently, too. I think you stab his throat or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, you stab him in the throat.
Now...
Chapter 13.
Are you somewhere else or you're just in the same place?
You're at Acker's house. This whole time you were getting into his house.
Okay. Who is a tree in the sky or something like that.
Whatever. He's an Ewok.
So now you fight the albino bitch.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing's QTE. The entire thing. And I think it took me one or two tries. I mean, it's really easy. It's just that I'm stupid. But it's the same pattern every time. So if you die twice, you're just like, oh, all right, it's the pattern. It was just like basically do a circle around the buttons and then like up. And the QTE is basically you're fighting her. Like she'll throw a sword at you. You push X and you block the sword. And if you don't block the sword, she stabs you with the sword. And other things like that. So you absolutely don't do anything else except the QTE. Right? And then I think you decapitate her at the end of it.
No, you don't decapitate her.
You don't?
No. You just kind of knock her out.
And she runs away, right?
No, she's lying on the floor.
Okay.
Then Akers pulls out a gun and starts shooting at you, and you have to cut the bullets in midair.
Yeah. And that's a QTE also. That's a QTE. Yeah.
And then the game is over, basically.
Yeah.
And he tells you, you want my money? Take my money. You want my stuff? Take my stuff. I don't care. And he goes into his little spiel, and then you slice his head off.
You do slice his head off, but doesn't it, like, roll after you in, like, a sexy way? I don't remember.
And then you take his money anyway. Like, yeah, that's all right. Why not?
Yeah, well, you know, it's always good. Take somebody's money. You need that.
And then right before the credits, it kind of zooms in on the girl, and you see her hand twitch.
Oh, she doesn't get up? No. Okay, her hand twitches.
Sequel!
There was supposed to be a sequel. They canceled it.
God.
I wish they made another wet. I need more ruby.
Moistier.
I need more moist.
Damper. That's it?
Ending was really easy. I mean, I don't mind that kind of stuff. I can imagine a lot of people were just like screaming because that was the end of the game. I don't care. I like easy things.
It didn't bother me.
Didn't bother me either.
I was like, thank God I don't have to actually fight them for like 6 hours trying to figure out the stupid
pattern. Yeah, that's how I feel. I like this game.
I like it a lot.
I thought it was pretty cool. Usually I don't like bow time games, like I said, but I like this game. I want to play it again, so if I want to play it again, then it's worth playing, I want to say. Sure. I don't know, if you're really into games like this, parts of it are pretty funny, because it's kind of like a shitty 70s grindhouse movie, so there's a lot of funny stuff in it. It's pretty violent. When you hack people with sword, limbs come off. It's not the violentest game in the world, but she's pretty funny to listen to. It's fun to jump around on the walls. Like I said, there's probably a million games out there like this, but I like this one for some reason.
Yeah? Well, I like them in general.
Yeah, you like those.
I like Max Payne.
I don't like Max Payne. Just, I couldn't get into it.
I like it.
Like you.
I know.
That's about it. I liked it.
I had fun with this game. I liked it.
It wasn't
too long. It wasn't too short.
No such thing as too short.
Press A. The end.
Awesome. If I could finish the game in a day, then I'm very happy. I'm just an impatient person. That's about all you could talk about. I'm sure this... How much is this game? Let's look it up.
20 bucks. I looked it up already.
Is it really 20 bucks?
Yeah.
New or used?
Oh. New.
What did Gozer say? He replied to something that we wrote on Twitter.
Better spoilers.
Gears of War is wicked good. Gay spoilers. Yes, I wrote that at the end of Gears of War 3. Dom and Marcus get married.
Which
is what happens.
It is what happens. We'll be talking about that at some point.
Yeah. Gears of War 3.
Anything else?
No.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. That was fun. always feels weird to do an audio show after a video.
Yeah, we try to catch up. It's nice. Nice to have the time to do other things, though. I like it. I don't know. You like it?
I like it.
You like it? Would you tell someone to play it?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say give it a try if there's something, you know, if you're scraping the barrel, you're just like, I need something to play. I don't know what I want. Maybe I wouldn't spend $20 on it. If you could find the, like, $10.
You wouldn't spend $20 on anything, though.
No, that's not true. I'm not cheap. I'm not cheap.
You're pretty cheap.
Please, I'm cheap. How am I cheap?
When's the last time you bought a game?
I buy shit all the time. I spend fucking $30 on a Juggernaut toy.
I
don't buy games because I don't have to buy games. Because my thing is hacked. I bought Gears of War 3. Well, actually, I didn't buy it, but I traded my phone for Gears of War 3 and Space Marine. If I had to buy it, I would have bought it. I don't mind buying it. I don't buy games because I don't have to buy them. I bought Resistance 3. I bought Resistance 2, Resistance 1. I bought them. Explain it. You know, I buy comics every week. It's certainly not cheap. I just don't want to buy the games if I don't have to. We wouldn't have a podcast if I had to buy the games. I think I'd be spending $60 every week if I didn't have a hacked Xbox.
We should start taking donations.
I would be broke by now. Look at all the games we play. No, I'm going to take donations. I don't want donations. Any kind.
Take donations of games to play.
Well, then we're going to get one person. Making requests.
He's not allowed to make requests for a little while. Actually, yes, he is, because we can use
him. It's been a long time, yeah. Well, we have a lot of games lined up right now. There's so much new shit that we have to do.
All right, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for listening. If you want to find out more information about the show, you can check the website, spoileralertshow.com. If you want to send us feedback, you can email us, spoileralertshow@gmail.com. You can call the voice line, 856-SPOIL-01.
Game made me come.
You can follow us on Twitter, @SpoilAlertShow. If you want to check out the videos, vimeo.com/spoileralertshow, youtube.com/spoileralertshow. Check in on GetGlue, follow us on Google+. Links are all in the show notes. Where can they find you?
I am on Twitter, @Gonzo666.
I am on Twitter, @AceMilo.
I am on Words with Friends.
I am on Your Mom.
Oh. Fucking, I want these pictures of her in the bathtub again.
Anyways.
Oh, there it is.
You got it?
Yeah.
Right click.
She's
set as background.
Wow, that's a guy with a cock ring on. I don't know why that would come up when I type in Ruby Malone torture scene. Oh, yeah. It's just like a tiny JPEG. What the fuck is this? Come on, man. Oh, there we go. Oh, my. How's my little girl doing? How's my little girl doing?
On that happy note.
Hi there. Actually, I don't have this as a... Wow, this must be old. Dead Space 2 confirmed? Oh, September 30th, 2009.
All right.
Oh, wow, they're still talking about Mag.
Say goodbye.
Mini ninjas. The fuck is mini ninjas?
Say goodbye.
Game about mini ninjas. Oh, I'm going to play this. What is this for? Mini ninjas, huh?
No, the game was terrible. It was on PS3.
PlayStation 3. I want it. It's mini ninjas. What could you... Ninjas that fit in your pocket. What could possibly be wrong with this?
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Cookie time.
Thank you.